The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Jess Kelly has dropped in to talk tech with us. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, Pat.
First, and this is going to be an industry earthquake, I suggest.
Mm-hmm.
Apple AirPods 2 have received a significant update. What is that?
This is a software update that transforms the AirPods 2 into what Apple is saying is a clinical grade hearing aid. So we know over the last number of years with the likes of the Apple Watch, Apple has moved more and more into the health and wellness space. They want to keep well people well for longer. They want the devices to work harder for users. And essentially those who have the AirPods Pro 2, which cost €279, will be able to go into the settings and have them function as a hearing aid. Now, what's interesting and important to note, there's a few things here. So rather than being akin to a traditional hearing aid, which has obviously gone through different iterations, they have grown in their sophistication, in the discretion of the design and so on. The way the Apple AirPods work is that it will enhance the sounds around you. So we know that the AirPods are great. The microphone in them are fantastic. The speakers in them is fantastic. That mic now will pick up the sounds around you and enhance. So if I was talking to you and you had the AirPods in and I'm sitting, say, whatever amount of distance away from you, it would enhance the sound of my voice. So you would have that level of clarity in your ears. And the idea is to try and help users. If you have this specific version, so it's the AirPods Pro 2, when you go into the AirPods app now, you'll be given a 4-minute hearing test and it will understand the frequencies that you may struggle with, the tones that you may struggle with. And based on that information, it will tailor the experience so that, as I said, it'll enhance the sounds that you hear when you're out and about.
Mm. I mean, if it's effectively going to amplify everything, that means if you're in a crowded place, it amplifies everything.
No. So the way, and this is something that the phones and the Google Pixel phones are very good at as well. They can identify and distinguish between ambient noise and direct interactions. So for example, for quite a few years now, if you take a headphone off on certain headphones, if you say remove, so I'm wearing overhead headphones at the moment. If I were to take off the left cup, the whole system would pause because it will know that I'm interacting. Or if I start to speak, but I'm not on a call, it will lower the tone of the music because it detects my voice.
Okay.
So it's using a lot of smart technology in a way to enhance, as I said, the users. There's a few things here to note. So depending on the sort of loss of hearing that you may have, a hearing aid still might be better for you. Although they are more expensive, it'll give you a consistent medical grade performance. Also, you won't have the fear of the battery life because we know that AirPods are rechargeable devices. You typically get a matter of hours out of them. So if you're going to rely on it consistently, you might still be better going with the hearing aid. And also depending on the level of hearing loss that you're experiencing, again, a hearing aid, a specific hearing aid might be better.
Another story that's doing the rounds, and it's been long promised, this is the business of scam texts and getting rid of them finally.
Yeah, so today, if you are a business or if you work for a business that relies on what's called AP2, which is application to person messaging, for example, if you're a delivery service and you send people notifications to say that your package will be delivered at a certain time of day, you have until the end of today to register the number that you use for those messages with Comreg. So Comreg is the regulatory body for this industry. And if you don't register that number with Comreg by the 3rd of July, recipients of texts from that number will get a likely scam warning. So they'll be less inclined to trust it. And then by the 3rd of October of this year, messages sent that aren't registered will be entirely blocked.
Okay.
This is a good news story for
good
us, the consumer.
Story. Very good. Very, very good news story. Let's see how it all pans out because there'll be people squealing, oh, I forgot to register and now I'm
too
being labelled
late.
As a scam artist. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, the question's coming in thick and fast. Would Jess have any information on the best speech-to-text options for a laptop? I'm using the microphone function of the latest version of Microsoft Word, both with and without a good headset. It's very inaccurate and auto-corrects incorrectly. any help would be appreciated.
Yeah, so it's funny. I actually spoke about some of the accessibility features that are available on the Hard Shoulder last Wednesday. So you can listen back to that on the News Talk app. I use the dictate feature on Word, and my top tip would be to change the English. So at the bottom right of your document, so open a new Word document, and at the bottom, bottom left-hand corner, it'll say the language that the device is set to. And by default, it tends to be English United States. But go in and hit English and in brackets Ireland, and that will help with the accuracy in terms of the diction and so on, and also the spelling. That is a huge issue. If this is something you want to do professionally, there's a piece of software called Dragon. Now, it is a paid piece of software, but I know a lot of people, a lot of our colleagues who have written books used Dragon to dictate, and it worked very well.
I switched from iPhone to a OnePlus Android phone. I downloaded Apple Music, but I can't access my library without signing up for a tenner a month. Can I avoid this?
So it's the library? No, because the way Apple Music works, if it's music that you've bought through the Apple library, that's associated with your Apple account, which is associated with your iPhone. So to access it via your Android phone, unfortunately, no, there's not a way to get around it.
Someone's got a new Android phone. What would you recommend for antivirus? Is there anything to turn it on in the phone settings?
No. So thankfully, the smartphones are so smart now that they are very good at detecting any malware. So for example, on my Google Pixel 9 Pro that I use every single day, text messages without this Comreg system that we just spoke about, if I get a text and they think it's a scam, so say if it has a link in it, it'll send me a warning saying this is likely spam, be cautious. It does the same if I click on a link on a website or if I try to go onto a website. The phone itself preempts me from clicking on things. So I don't have antivirus on my phone. The phone has just gone through the roof in terms of sophistication. Now, if you did want it, you can download AVG, which is a free app.
I need to replace a Dell Latitude E6420 laptop, Intel Core, this is i3, the processor, RAM 4 gigs, 32-bit operating system, and using Windows 7 Professional. I'm retired now and I use a laptop for emails, Googling info and Word. I'm not very technical. Suggest a reliable, easy-to-use laptop and Windows package.
So what I'd recommend for you is to look at a Chromebook. So HP and Asus do these devices called Chromebook. And essentially, it's a scaled-back laptop, but it would do every single thing that you need there. And it's a fraction of the cost. Also, instead of paying for a Word package, what I'd recommend you do is use Google Docs. So if you have a Gmail account, or even if you don't, you can set one up. And then within Gmail, you get access to what's called Google Drive. And that has a Google version of Word, PowerPoint, Excel and all the rest. And again, it's free to use. So that would be my option for you. So look for HP or Asus Chromebooks.
We're going on a Mediterranean cruise in a couple of months. We've two teenage kids and just wondering what our best options are for mobile data, as we don't want to come back with sky-high bills. That's from George.
So cruises are a curious one because you're spending so much time, obviously enough, on the water. You're using and availing of the maritime satellites and all the rest. So even if you're getting the boat from Dublin to Holyhead, for example, you're always advised to put your phone into airplane mode or to pay for the Wi-Fi on the boat. Because if you use data while you're at sea, it can be bananas money.
So shut off mobile data, sign up for the Wi-Fi, and then you can WhatsApp calling and so on.
Exactly. Now, the only thing to note again on cruises, I have heard that the Wi-Fi is quite expensive. So you might want to pick and choose the days that you use it, but just do not use mobile data when you're on a cruise ship.
I was in a cafe 10 days ago when my mobile network suddenly went down. I continued using the cafe's Wi-Fi network. Later that day, I tried making a call and could not. The same the following day. I tried the SIM in an older phone and it didn't work. I contacted GOMO via a chat agent and she said they would send out a replacement SIM. When the new SIM arrived, it worked. So the SIM was kind of cancelled by the network.
Yeah, so sometimes this can be for a few different reasons. The SIM card could get damaged. Sometimes there just are issues between the SIM card talking to the phone. But the fact that the good thing is here that you've got the workaround and getting a new SIM. And that's a good reminder for people when they do experience tech issues like network coverage and so on. Always try and troubleshoot. So try your SIM card in somebody else's phone. But I'm delighted that it worked out. And again, good El Gomo.
Can you please ask Jess, how can I get rid of Google off my iPhone, iPad and MacBook? I object to their caving into the anti-DEI agenda in the US at the moment. And I feel that although it's a small action on my part, it's my expression of horror at the current carry-on. That's from Mary in Limerick.
Yeah, so you can go into the settings on your phone, go to apps, and then delete any of the Google apps that you have. Then if you have an iPhone, as you say you do, you can use Safari and alternatives, but it's very simple to do.
Question now, when I touch a spot on the bottom of my iPhone, everything on the screen goes back to the top. How do I stop it? That's from Fionn in Kildare.
Goes back to the top. I'm not entirely sure, it goes to the home screen? Or
when I touch a spot on the bottom of my iPhone, everything on the screen goes back to the top.
I'm not entirely sure. It could be a setting. So if you go into your settings, if you go to display settings, and then just check that you haven't accidentally or inadvertently turned on a setting, it could be within accessibility. But I don't fully understand. So if you want to send more information, you can do so to techtalk@newstalk.com.
Ask Jess, will the security downgrade of Apple phones sold in the UK extend to phones which are sold here?
We don't know as of yet.
What is that security downgrade?
So there are certain changes being made to Apple devices. Now, in terms of your device is not going to be compromised. Apple has always harped on about the importance of end-to-end encryption and the security of its devices. We don't know if it's going to be rolled out. If and when that does happen, we will, of course, bring it to you and explain it to you. But for the moment, it wouldn't be a cause for concern.
I have Meta Business for a small business venture for Facebook ads. I'm being flooded by messaging from supposed Meta support threatening to shut down my business page. This has been going on for months. They are phishing. How do I stop them, as it's really annoying?
The stuff like that drives me absolutely bananas. And unfortunately, there's not a whole lot you can do. Within the messaging center, you can try and create filters for certain words. So if there's certain terms that they use, block it. But also, if you are a business, get on to the account manager at Meta and explain to them that it's impacting your service and put the pressure on them to sort it for you as well.
All right, Jess, that's all we've time for. Jess Kelly, thank you very much. Now, a reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on Newstalk.